From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An acute shortage of fuel in Haiti brings further misery to the already troubled country. President Hoyt and Venezuela's Carlos Perez meet, and there are hopes that an end to the long-standing border dispute is in sight. And Jamaica's Michael Manley undergoes surgery in New York, and the first indications suggest a complete success. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. An acute shortage of gasoline has brought several of Haiti's towns to a virtual standstill. Long lines are evident in many service stations in Port-au-Prince. Heavy police protection was necessary in some stations, where bloody fistfights have been erupting since Tuesday. This report from Michel Monta in Port-au-Prince.
The major supplier of petroleum products to Haiti, Shell, has no gasoline available. Texaco and Esso were rationing this morning, allowing 3 to 5 gallons of gas per car. Several stations were closed. The reserve of 23,000 gallons available on Tuesday has been virtually exhausted. The number of cars in the streets of Port-au-Prince has been drastically reduced, but gasoil is still available, and public transportation using diesel oil has been functioning with a marked increase in the regular fares. The crisis is to last until Saturday at least, when an oil cargo with a 26-day supply of gasoline and actually charging in Curaçao is to arrive in Port-au-Prince. But a docker strike in effect today might further delay the expected delivery.